Well, hello everyone, and welcome to the Fullest Life Podcast. I'm your host, Vita Tucker, and it is another super week, and I'm coming to you all from Bradford, Pennsylvania. And I've been here for several days. If you follow me on Instagram or if you follow me on Facebook, at The Fullest Life on Facebook, then you know the saga that's been going on. I have been in Bradford since, for today will be the seventh day, I think, that I've been in Bradford. I came here with the intent of coming in on a Tuesday, speaking to a school on a Wednesday, fly out Thursday morning, but no, that was my plan, but that wasn't the weather's plan. This snow, rain, sleet, ice storm came in, and now I've been stuck here for day five. I think it's day five, yeah, that I've been stuck here. So I thought, I said, well, you know me, if I got time, I got time for my Fullest Life family. So here I am. But welcome. For those of you who are new to the Fullest Life Podcast, this is the Fullest Life Podcast. The Fullest Life Podcast is a podcast dedicated to women. It is dedicated to us living our fullest life. And it doesn't mean that we don't have trials and problems and situations. It just means that we are endeavoring to live our fullest life. We made a choice that we are going to enjoy life to its fullest. So welcome, welcome, welcome. And so we've been on this journey for a while. And one of the funny things, you guys, is that you just never know what life holds, right? And we all have this thing in our head that we think we know how things are going to move. They're going to move like this, and this is going to happen and everything. And so as I was traveling here, I thought about destinations and how we think we have a plan for our lives. And when things come up, so like some of you all, the fact that I've had to be here 5 days past where I thought you would have never been able, you would have lost your mind by now, literally, because you couldn't understand why you're not home. But you can't leave if the weather doesn't permit. Like, you cannot leave. And so you can't get around. I can't hop in a car and drive because the weather's cold. There's been snowstorms. I'm in the Allegheny Mountains. So it's not anything like you just up and do what you want to do. And so on my way here, though, here's the thing, guys. My first flight was on a United airplane, and it was a large airplane. I can't even remember which one it was. It's a Boeing, and it might have been like a 7 series or something, because it was a very large airplane. And we had more than enough seats, lots of people on that plane. You know, when it came time to push off in life, off the runway, it just went and whoosh, we were gone, right? Then I get to the airport in Dulles. And they're like, okay, so where you're going doesn't have a large airport. So we're going to take you over to the other side so you can get on that plane that's going to take you into where you need to go in Pennsylvania. No problem. Now, I had already heard that the plane was small, but, and I've been on smaller planes before. Smaller, but not this small, y'all. This plane sits 9 people. 9. There's no bathroom. There's no aisleway, like really to walk up and down. You get on the plane and there's one seat, 4 rows of 2. And then 1 bench seat at the back. So you get on, you sit down, you strap yourself in because there is no bells, no whistle, no fancy stuff. Just strap yourself in because, excuse me, it's time to go. So I'm on this flight and it's a little bitty plane. It's just a small plane, y'all. But here's what I noticed. When that plane began to take off, it didn't take off like the United plane. It didn't take off like the Southwest and the Delta planes that I've been on the before, whether it was a Boeing 737, even a CRJ 900, which when I was a flight attendant, they were the small, they're small enough. I mean, you got 100 and some odd people still on it, but this is a small plane. And when it rises and starts taking off, it's not going high. We're not talking about you're going to be up high. There's no Wi-Fi service. Don't think you're getting on this plane and you're going to get Wi-Fi service. None of that is going on. It's just a small plane to get you from here to here. And because of that, when storms come in and hard time, you know, the winds come, there's a, if the headwind is too, let me tell you all how small this plane is. When I got to the counter to board the plane, the lady asked, she wanted to weigh my bag, right? My rolling bag. No big deal, because, you know, some airlines, you have to do that anyway if they think you got too much stuff. But I had a smaller rolling bag, but she weighed it. She was like, good. She said, can I get your purse? This is how small it is. They got to weigh your purse. She weighed my purse. Then she asked, how much do you weigh? What'd you say? She said, how much do you weigh? I had to scratch my head a little bit, but I told her what I weighed, and she said, okay. And I'm like, did you all really need to know that? She said, yes. We have to know the weight of each person to the best of, you know, their our ability, you know? So that's how small, because based on how much you weigh, they know where to sit you on this plane. We're talking a small airplane. So when we're up and we take off, I noticed that it's clear. The lights that I can see, the houses, the buildings and all, they're a little bit closer. You almost look like you could drop an extended ladder out the window and just climb on down, but you can't. Don't do that. But you can't. But that's what it looked like, right? And so the fact that the plane is that small and there's been a snow, ice, and freezing rainstorm in this area, like from Buffalo, all with Erie and all that lake part, storm, is the reason why I'm still here. Now, if I had been in Buffalo and it had been, I don't care, whatever airline you want, on one of the major airlines, and that same storm would have happened, they would have de-iced, and maybe there would have been a delay or two, but it wouldn't have been days, because the bigger the plane, the more power it has to power through with storms, right? So it got me to thinking about destinations, right? And how we become so set on how something is going to be that we don't bend. We're like, oh no, this is what's going to happen. I'm going in the airport. I'm going to get on the airplane. I'm getting on to my next flight. I'm going to arrive at this time. And you can tell people who are not flexible when you fly. Excuse me. I ate some soup and it's just coming. But especially when you fly as much as I do. I can tell people who have already made up in their minds how life is going to be. Because soon as they announce or they look up there, if we're not boarding when it's time to board, they are already standing up 10 minutes before boarding time. They're ready to get in that line, you know, and make their way. Even if they're group six, they're going to go group one, group two, first class, whatever, and then they're going to get to group six. Some people who are group six are already standing up, ready to go, because they're going to get there, right? And it just made me think, how flexible are we in life? How are we when things don't go according to our plan? So I said, that made me think about three main destinations that I see people on. Destination number one is, it's always been this way. Those are the people who you cannot get them to bend. Right, look here. This is how it always been. They will come to you and tell you, when I rolled that went to the airport in 1976, this is what it was and this is what it was. They're the ones that show up at the airport with paper tickets and things that, you know, they're going to print them off, and they're stuck in the era. But I know you're thinking, well, that's not me. But are you stuck? Are you a person that is not able to bend? If people tell you a new way of doing something, you're like, well, we've always done it this way. Yeah, no, there's no need to change. We've always done it this way. It's a lot of us out here like that, right? Then, so I call it your destination is it's always been this way, island. You're gonna be on an island by yourself, left behind in technology and life and everything because you're so stuck on doing the way it's always been. Hope that's not you. Just ask yourself. Destination number two. Destination two is Mediocre Valley. Now, these are the people who are not going to try hard. They're not going to push the envelope. They just want to go like this in life. Don't make any waves. Don't rock the boat. Let's just do what's easy. Let's keep everybody happy. No, whatever they want, kind of people. Just want to be mediocre, not striving to be my best. Don't even care what the best is. I'm just going to go coast through life. And you know what the bad part about the mediocre thing is? Is mediocre people try to bring those who have high aspirations and dreams. They try to bring those people down. Oh no, you're trying too hard. Oh, it doesn't take all that. Oh no, you can sit. Don't, no, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't go after your goals. Just go get you a regular job like the rest of us. Yeah. And work until you die. And there, that's it. And retire. No need of trying to do anything great. Those people who are going to the destination and vacationing in Mediocre Valley. I don't want to be there. The next destination is I've Made It Mountain. Now, I take my glasses off for the I've Made It Mountain people because these are the people who already made it to the mountaintop. You can't tell them nothing. They know everything. They've done everything. They got it. They got the house. They got the car. They got the money. They got the clothes. They got this. They got that. And they're never going to let anybody forget that they got it. I've already made it. Oh, no, I don't need to do that. I already made it. Yeah, I made it. Yeah, I got it. I'm good. But the problem with being on that top of that mountain is that you don't ever know when there's going to be an avalanche. You never know when life's going to hit you and you're going to roll down just to the bottom. And now you're in the valley with the mediocre people because you think you already made it. And the problem with people who are mountaintop people is they look down on everybody else, thinking, why can't you get it together? Because I got it together. Man, guys, that is really not a good place to be in because that is that pride that goes before the fall, people. Oh no, it's you. I've already got mine. Too bad on you. Oh yeah, look, you know, that turn your nose up and look down on everybody. It's not cool, not cool at all. But then there's another destination. And the destination that I plan on going on is the destination called the Journey of Life. Life is not a destination. I say it week after week. It is a journey. And when you're on a journey, you don't know what's coming on the journey. You don't know when the snowstorm's gonna blow in and you're stranded for days, or you don't know if there's gonna be a delay. You don't know if the flight's gonna leave early because all the other people are there and you still sitting, you know, four gates down enjoying your Starbucks coffee and they done called your name 12 times, but you can't hear it because in your mind, hey, I already know what time is leaving, you know? I see it all the time. I see people miss flights. I see people miss opportunities in life because they're either stuck, this is the way we always done it, or they're in that mediocre thing. They're scared to take a chance, scared to step out, or they're already at the top and nobody can tell them anything. Life is a journey, you all. I am so thankful that I had the sense enough to say, all right, Lord, you're in charge. You're in charge, and whatever you want for the next few days is what's going to be. Or I would be here in the mountains like a crazy person. Now, let me tell you, I'm not this climate and temperature and stuff. I've used to live in St. Louis, so I know snow and everything, but It has snowed every day since I've been here. And some of it's just not hard snow, but just snow. I'm not a snow girl. Now, I could do it for a minute, but I'm not a snow girl. Okay? So I'm not going to settle in and say, hey, this is my comfortable place. I'll just be here. I don't even have to go back home. I'm going to settle in the cold place. No. But I know this, that any journey that in life that God takes me on, He will see me through. Our base scripture for this podcast is and always will be Psalms 16 and 11. And in the Psalm 16 and 11, it says, you, meaning the Lord, will show me the path of life. Now, if there's a path, that means that there's a journey because we're going down the path. And in your presence with Him on that path is fullness of joy. I can be happy for these days where I am stuck here. I don't have to be miserable, depressed, and upset. And at your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Oh, the goodness that comes when we learn to just give it to the Lord. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I can tell you that about this situation. I'm not telling you that I'm perfect, and I'm not saying I do it in every situation, because that's going to come later in another podcast when I don't give it all to Him in the journey. And we all are human, and we all do it. So I was just thinking about that, you know? It's crazy. I'm going to get out of here one day, you know? I won't be in PA for the rest of my life. One day the ice will melt, the snow will release, and enough for them to take off. And hopefully it's tomorrow, you know? Well, if it's not tomorrow, God willing, if it is, if it's not, it's okay. I'll be okay. But it's going to be okay, you know? But life is, I just find that we can learn so much in life if we just take a look at the moments. The moments and the opportunities God uses things to teach us how to be better. How to be better. And that's what I believe a fullest life is learning how to be better. I am learning how to be better day by day. Let me tell you, I haven't always been flexible. Nope. I've been on every of those destinations that I've told you about. I've been on, it's always been this way, island, because I was, influences in my life told me that's what it is. You just do this, and that's it. Okay. I've been in mediocre valley when I was people pleasing and didn't want to ruffle nobody's feathers. And so I just did what they asked me to do and, you know, just play it safe. Don't want to go to that valley anymore. Then I I've made it mountaintop. Thought I was the girl, you know, thought things was like, woo. And then life happened. Bring you right down. And you realize you are far from making it. You know when you make it? When you're out of here. When you're in the presence of the Lord, you've made it. But until then, nope, we are still on a journey. So I tell you guys every week, I love you. I pray for you. I pray for all of us that we will live full so that we die empty, that we give our best, that we don't allow anything in life and the people around us and things around us to stop us from living our fullest life. And with that, I'm going to say good night. I'm going to go and repack my suitcase because in the morning, I'm scheduled to be on a flight again. Now, that's been every morning. We're going to try it again tomorrow. It might actually leave tomorrow. If it doesn't, I'll let y'all know. But have a super fantastic night. And hey, we'll talk soon on the Fullest Life Podcast. Bye, guys.